This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. This year marks the sesquicentennial of the American Civil War, and the Atlanta History Center is commemorating the anniversary with the opening of a new exhibition. It's called Confederate Odyssey, the George W. Ray Jr. Civil War Collection, and it documents the South's war efforts. We recently spoke with the Atlanta History Center's senior military historian, Gordon Jones, and he began by telling us about the man whose artifacts served as the basis of the exhibition, George W. Ray Jr.
He collected for 50 years or more, and he built what I think is probably the finest collection of Confederate arms that we have. He came to us in December of 2001, and he wanted to see about possibly putting his collection at the Atlanta History Center. And at that point, he's in his early 60s, and I was not sure why he was wanting to make that move. As it turned out, he was facing a terminal disease. So the Atlanta History Center was able to purchase the collection in 2005, and we were able to, of course, process it and photograph it, and we produced a book that will be published, and it's 300 of the best objects in the collection. The exhibition will have 200 of those objects on exhibit. If you took a giant slice of everything produced between 1861 and 65, the majority of it is going to be Northern in origin, because the North was where they had the capacity for mass production. The Ray Collection focuses entirely on the Confederate side of that equation. And so it is a great tool to teach us and tell us about the Confederate efforts to industrialize, the successes and the failures of that effort.
There are many items in the George Ray Collection that tell stories of the Civil War. And one of them is a long cotton frock coat that became regulation for Confederate soldiers in 1861. The coat featured at the Atlanta History Center belonged to a 17-year-old soldier named Benjamin Shumpert. This account may be disturbing for younger listeners.
He was underage. He had lied about his age to get into the Confederate Army. He was at the Battle of Chickamauga in North Georgia, and he had fought in the war up to that point without suffering so much as a scratch. But on that day, his luck ran out, and he was shot in the head and killed instantly. And the coat that he was wearing has his life's blood all over the back of it. And we will have that on exhibition. His cousin, who was with him at the time and probably witnessed his death, was able to recover the coat and sent it back to Shumpert's father, who was then in Americus, Georgia. Shumpert's father had already lost his other son to the war. And then later on in 1864, Shumpert's father's 45 years old, and he's conscripted into Confederate service, and he has to serve as a guard at Camp Sumter, otherwise known as Andersonville.
Andersonville was one of the largest Confederate military prisons during the Civil War, and the poor conditions of the prison led to the death of over 13,000 Union soldiers.
So here's a guy who ends up literally giving everything he has for the cause, and there is the incredible tragedy that is the Civil War, I think, embodied in that one coat.
Also in the George Ray Collection, the personal items of Francis Mobley, a Confederate soldier who died at the Battle of Antietam.
This man was in the 50th Georgia, and we found in doing research that the 50th Georgia had fought that day against the 8th Connecticut. Well, I'm looking through the George Ray Collection preparatory to doing this book, and on one of the rifles there, I saw a mark in the stock that no one had noticed before, and the mark was 8CVD61. It's a property stamp from the state of Connecticut, 8th Connecticut Volunteers, Company D, Soldier 61. Now, we don't know who Soldier 61 was, but we do know that this rifle was used by the 8th Connecticut. It was almost certainly used at the Battle of Antietam, and there's a mini ball stuck halfway down the barrel. So we put that on exhibit, and we asked the question, is this the gun that killed Francis Mobley?
The Confederate Odyssey collection is a long time in the making, and on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, Gordon Jones tells us it's still informing.
The bulk of the Confederate Odyssey exhibition is really about the Confederate war experience as told through its artifacts. And each and every artifact in the exhibition tells a story about the society that created it. It's everything from rifles that are put together with spare parts, with parts from Union armories. It reflects the fact that the South at that time was a pre-industrial economy and simply unable to fight a modern war the way the North was able to fight. And you see this truth about the Confederate war effort through looking at the details of all of these artifacts.